Good morning, people of the wasteland. It may be the afternoon for you, but for me, it feels like the morning. So I'm Inquisitor Foreman, back again. So today, we are here again, the Brotherhood of Brotherhood of Steel. The Alaskan Brotherhood of Steel. So, we're one of the nicer groups. So today, I'm going to be talking to you about some new stuff. I know my little short broadcast was on the 28th, so today is the 29th. Today's broadcast. I'm excited. July 29th, 2297. So, a couple days ago, or not even, so yesterday, my whole team, the Band of Unity, we went out once again. We found an old abandoned vault. It was taken over by some raiders. The whole vault door was open, so we kind of walked in. These guys were hidden. We couldn't find them at first. We got lured into the atrium, and they attacked. They jumped at us with whatever they had. They shot at us, stabbed at us. And then, it felt like slow motion, we attacked back, and we took out so many. We got to the leader, Grisha. He's the leader. He wasn't difficult at all. He actually almost tried to surrender. Grabbed the shotgun, shot it Brody in the head. Luckily, we were all wearing power armor. He stabbed him right in the gut. Fantastic. It was a sight to be seen, man. A sight to be seen. We cleared out, grabbed all of our loot, marked it for our scavengers. Tear apart the vault so we can use it. Today, we have restored 22 out of, the remaining stingrays have not shown up, so restored all the ones that we currently have. Woo-wee! Also, in 2 days, the rations will be here. Be prepared for, the Brotherhood of Steel rations. They're gonna be good. I promise. I've had a few before, and they're really good. You can still buy your own bottle of Aquapira. You can actually buy your own little pack of 12 over of Aquapira for $10. What a deal. You can get, you can get your Alaskan money. You can get your money. Your Brotherhood of Steel money. Fantastic. I hope you Wastelanders are out there listening. I have a fantastic show. I do wonder how many Wastelanders do I have out there that are listening. How many? Hundreds? Dozens? One, two, three. If you do like my little radio show, be sure to find some other people. Let them know about my whole little show. It'd be nice. I mean, I need some support. I'm pretty much just doing this for non-profit. And besides, I'm mostly just here just to encourage you to join up in the Brotherhood of Steel. We're setting up outposts throughout the wasteland to try to recruit more. We're starting to keep an eye out for the Haydens and his Brotherhood. Those are the good guys. We got Forquin. Keep an eye out for him. He is the bad one, again. So be sure to find him. Be sure to join up. Be sure to be there. So, also, there's a strange occurrence that it happened in a little while back. We heard about it. Some man in an armored suit walked around. He was found in Vault 111 in Boston. It was crazy. His suit was nothing like power armor. It was, in fact, better. His name? They all called him Rocky. He called himself a Spartan. 269. He's definitely not here today. And he was sent back to wherever he was found, or born, or whatever. But what he carried weapons I've never even heard of. So, if you want to hear more about the story of Rocky, let me know. Actually, I'll be probably doing the story tomorrow, July 30th. Be ready. So, today, I'm going to talk to you about the Silver Shroud. So, the Silver Shroud was spotted in Boston about a couple years ago in 2287. If you want to see the Silver Shroud, I believe he's still alive out there. So, if you want to talk to a superhero, be my guest. Just head over to the Commonwealth, man. Should be fun out there. There's a rising group called the Minutemen. Now those are some fine people. They are good guys. So if you want to join, join. My sponsorship, again, the Brotherhood of Steel. So, again, I'm trying to recruit some people. Join up in the Brotherhood of Steel. Join up. So, get some fine education, get the fine food, get the fine water, because relatively most of what we have is not irradiated, and most of the time, relatively healthy. There might be a few that aren't so good anymore. We usually get rid of those before people buy it. Get money, get paid for being part of the Brotherhood of Steel. Maybe not, you're not really going to be mercenaries because we're not hiring you. We are hiring you. We're just pretty much letting you guys roll with us. We ain't no religion. You can have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, right to bear arms. Now that is fantastic. I hope you guys are actually going to take the smart move and find us and join. Why not? It's something new and awesome to do. Be sure to find me and come talk to me. I am willing to chat. This may be a shorter podcast. I might do it about 10 minutes. Or radio show, podcast, I don't even call what you want. Because I'm moving out in about an hour, so I need to prepare. I need to prepare up my power armor. By the way, about 3 hours ago, we found an old power station. We already have one that's already in use, but running out of energy, so we need a new power plant. We found an old Poseidon energy plant. 3, maybe 4 miles away from Aztec, something on that line. And it's ATQASUK, close to that, I think. I don't know. If you could find that area about 3 miles north from there, or you can find it. So, you'll find Brotherhood of Steel members there as we're starting to get up our own power grid out here. We're starting to clear out an area so we can have settlers. There's people to join up, people who can farm. People who want to join up, whatever. So, if you want safety and protection, come find us. We are going to be about 10 miles away from the Canadian border. There's a trail to go from where we're at, where that's at, to where one of our near our Wainwright base. So if you want to get on that trail, go either east or west. You'll find the settlements, or you'll find Wainwright. Pick your choice, man. We're starting to run out of room in our bases, dude. House settlers anyway, so that's the only area that's really, you know, nice size plot of land that isn't heavily irradiated. So it's gonna be about 30 anchors. We're already working on and getting a dirt road. Actually, we have a paved road here that we're working on. We're also starting to build up houses. So thank you again for listening, my fantastic radio show. Thank you. This is Inquisitor Foreman. Happy July 29th, 2297. Goodbye.